We're about to start Siman Tav Reish Chaf Zayin. Up until now, in Tav Reish Chaf Vav, we were dealing with the halachas of a sukkah that is built under some kind of schach. In the first halacha, we were talking about a sukkah that is built under a tree. Sif Beis was talking about a sukkah where you were actually using the tree for the schach, and then you snipped it, and our problem was Tasav Lo Menasui. And the third sif was where you were building a sukkah under some kind of roof. This was a roof where you removed the roof tiles and you were left with the frame. Siman Tav Reish Chaf Zayin is dealing with a different situation. You're building your sukkah, you built a perfect sukkah under the sky, but you're not sleeping or sitting under your sukkah. You've got something else on top of you. The case of the Mishnah, someone is sleeping under a bed in the sukkah. You've got a bed sitting in the sukkah, and then you sleep under it. So your problem here is that you're not sleeping under the schach altogether. See, in the previous cases, you were under the schach, but the problem is it is a schach plus. That was the halacha of Basukos Teshvu, where the Torah spells it Chaser Vav, Samach Kaf Saf, to let us know that you're supposed to have just one schach above you and nothing more than that. So there we have the problem. Although you were sleeping or sitting or eating under the schach, it was under the schach plus something else. Here, you're not under the schach. What you're under is this other thing. So now we have to decide, at which point is it that what you're sitting under or what you're sleeping under is considered enough of an ohel, literally a tent, meaning another roof, for it to be mevatel the sukkah, for us to say that it stands between you and the schach of the sukkah. So the first halacha that it says is that if the bed is higher than 10 tfachim, meaning if from the ground to the underside of the bed you do not have 10 tfachim, that does not qualify as an ohel. If you do not have 10 tfachim of airspace under the bed, it does not constitute an ohel, and the halacha is that you can sleep under it and you're considered sleeping in the sukkah. Now, based on this, It would make sense that, say, you have a family that wants to sleep in the sukkah, you can just move bunk beds in there, make sure that from the bottom bed to the top bed, you do not have airspace of 10 tfachim. Because so long as the ohel does not have 10 tfachim, it is not something that stands between you and the schach. Here too, you're on the bed. What's above you is not 10 tfachim from the bed. It is only being mahil on the bed. It's fewer than 10 tfachim, and it should not be a problem. Now, we will discuss, actually, in tomorrow's Amud, a possible reason to say otherwise. But the pashtus would be that based on this halacha, if someone sleeps under a bed which is shorter than 10 tfachim from wherever it starts, which means a bunk bed where the top bed is fewer than 10 tfachim from the bottom bed, you are considered sleeping under the schach and not under another ohel. That bed on top of you is not an ohel. So a bed that is not 10 tfachim high from whatever its ground is not considered a bed, is not considered an ohel. Now we get to Sif Beis, which is the beginning of a series of halachas that runs into Sif Gimel as well. The Mishnah talks about the different canopies they used to have that were on top of the bed. And some were more solid than others. And because of that, some of them are pasul midaraisa, some are pasul midrabanan, and some are kosher altogether. Sif Beis begins with what is called a kila. A kila was a kind of canopy, that was not considered a dover kavua. It was considered something that is haphazard. What is that? People used to go and put four sticks above the bed and just hang things on them. They would hang all sorts of sheets above them to close off the area of the bed. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you need two conditions in order for this to be considered an ohel. Meaning, this is considered something haphazard. Therefore, number one, if it is not ten tfachim, if this is not ten tfachim from the ground, and by the way, we're measuring from the ground because it is being supported by the ground. It is not sitting on top of the bed. It is sitting over the bed, but being supported by these four sticks from the ground. The canopy, if it is not 10 tfachim from the floor, or it comes to a point in a way that you do not have a tefach of a roof on top, the halacha is that this is not considered an ohel, and it would not separate between you and the schach. So the halacha is, this is something that is very haphazard, it is not a built-in canopy, it is taking four poles, putting them next to the bed, and then draping some kind of sheet over it, where the halacha is that if it has a roof which is a tefach, for example, you put all four and you have a nice roof there, but it is not 10 tefachim high, it's kosher. If it is 10 tefachim high off the ground, but it does not have a roof, say it just comes to a point, the halacha is that that too is not considered an ohel and would not separate between you and the schach. Now there's one little catch here that the Mishnah Berurah mentions. Even if, say, this doesn't have a roof of a tefach, comes to a point on top, but within three tefachim of the roof, you have the width of the tefach, so that's considered sealed. And it's as if that entire area becomes a roof. Similarly, and this is a halacha that comes up later, when someone goes and makes a sukkah, rather than having walls and a roof, he makes a teepee where the walls and the roof are all one. So the halacha is that's not kosher because he doesn't have a roof. If, however, the walls of the sukkah stop within a tefach above the ground, the halacha is that that tefach is considered a wall and the rest is considered the roof. So the same halacha would be here, that if the walls of this canopy, if they come down on a slant and then they stop a tefach off the ground, then since it is within three tefachim of the ground, we see it as connected to the ground, but rather than connect it and continue the slope, we stop it there and then go straight down. So it's as if it's got a wall and then comes up and becomes a roof. The entire canopy becomes the ohel or the roof, and that tefach down to the ground becomes the walls. So that the only way that we would say that if it is 10 tefachim high, the entire thing is 10 tefachim high, that it would not be a problem because you do not have the width of a tefach, is if you're talking about something that begins directly from the ground, the slope begins immediately. So we would say this has no roof, it only has walls. Only then would we say it has no roof, it only has walls. So these are the two conditions it needs. It needs, number one, it's got to have the height of 10 tefachim off the ground to be a problem, and it's got to have a roof of a tefach. Otherwise, we say that this is not considered enough of an ohel to separate between yourself and the schach. Now, in the case of the person sleeping under the bed, where if the bed was 10 tefachim high, we said that he's not yotza. Obviously, there too, the bed is more than a tefach wide. Theoretically, if you're talking about a toy bed or something, it's very high, but it's not a tefach wide, there would not be a problem either. It's got to have a roof of a tefach. Otherwise, it does not separate between the person sleeping and the schach on top of him. So this is today's halacha. Unlike the case of somebody who's got a roof on top of the sukkah, if you've got a roof inside the sukkah, namely you're sleeping under something else in the sukkah, if that something is not 10 tefachim high, the halacha is that it's all right. If it is something that is not kavua, if it is something that is haphazard, they just threw some sheets over some kind of frame, the halacha is that not only does it have to be 10 tefachim high to be problematic, but it must also have the width of a tefach that would serve as a roof.